I'm Cynthia Canty, and this is Stateside. Unsettling news in the war on HIV. Cases in Washtenaw County have hit a 15-year high, and that reflects trends being seen in Southeast Michigan and nationally. Why are HIV infection rates up, and among what populations? Kathy Wilchinski is a nurse practitioner at the Washtenaw County Health Department. AIDS and HIV just hit that 30-year mark. What's your take? How disappointing is this?
It's very disappointing. It's quite unsettling to see that the numbers are going up when we know the education is available for everyone out there and trying to figure out why are they going up. I think the first thing on everyone's mind right now.
You look at 33 new cases reported in Washtenaw in 2013, up from 24 in 2012 and 21 in 2011. Which demographic group is seeing the most HIV increase?
It's our young folks who are mostly the new positives right now. We had 10 new cases between the ages of 15 and 24. That is unheard of. But the unfortunate part is the same thing is happening throughout the whole state of Michigan as well as nationally. So we are not any different than everybody else is, but we're trying to figure out why is that? Why are these young folks positive? Why are cases more African Americans, more men who have sex with men? We quite frankly don't know what that answer is.
Is it perhaps because the people over 30, so many lived through the AIDS crisis and they lost loved ones and they lost friends to AIDS, but the message doesn't seem real to the under 30s?
I certainly think that is. I think we need to come up with a new message. We need to figure out what message is going to work. I had someone tell me the other day that there's no ownership to that message anymore.
Some 80% of these new HIV cases, you touched on this in Washtenaw, involve men having sex with men, but that actually runs counter to what's being seen globally, where globally more cases are among men who have sex with women and women who have sex with men.
Right, exactly. And that's something that the United States has always been different in, that it's more men who have sex with men versus how it is internationally, which I think then your research is different. Your how you look at treatment may be different in that population versus the men who have sex with women and women who have sex with men.
When you're all sitting around and looking at each other and saying, look at this, what are we going to do? What kind of ideas come up?
The first idea that came up was we need to be asking those who are positive, the people that we do partner notification on, we need to ask them, what else can we do to help you? And start by helping them and then ask them, okay, now we need some help from you. What message would have helped you? What would have possibly made you think twice and that you would have protected yourself as well as your partner? And so that's where we're starting. And then working with our collaborators in the community, working with the HIV/AIDS Resource Center, our healthcare providers that we know have a large burden with positive cases, and chatting with them and saying, what else can we do together? Because not one individual entity or healthcare entity is going to solve this issue. It's got to be everybody working together to come to an answer.
What part, Kathy, do you think HIV testing plays in the increased rates? Are more people getting tested, so therefore incidence rates are up?
And it was probably about 2 years ago that there was a big push for primary care testing. Everybody test. That could be a part of it. I don't think we're aware of that yet. We don't know. It's hard to gather data from individual providers. How many people are you testing? We certainly can gather the data on how many people are positive, but we don't know all the non-reactive or negative tests out there. We do know that when people test, there's about a quarter of the people who don't go back for the results. So, you know, the numbers actually could be much higher than what they are reflected because people don't always want to hear, you know, what that answer is going to be of is it a positive test or not.
You're there in the trenches. You're really trying to fight this war. Do you think everyone should be tested for HIV?
I do believe everybody should know their status. I think it's a matter of get into your healthcare provider, test in primary care. I think if we test as make it a norm, we may have better conversations about it and that we might make it so we can have give and take question and answer periods, and we can ask questions of how do I protect myself? How do I have a healthier sexual relationship?
Kathy Wilchinski is a nurse practitioner and program supervisor at the Washtenaw County Health Department. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cynthia.